No, don't get up. Just stay there. Whatever this is, I don't know how much strength you need to fight it, but I want you to have as much as possible. So, let me do everything, okay? I was gone for a little bit while you were out. I gathered some stuff. I remember reading in some textbooks years ago that there were some herbal remedies from common plants out in these ways. Doesn't matter when. Look, we don't have a lot of options, okay? We got separated from the others, and you got sick.
Hey.
I'm not blaming you for anything. Anybody can get sick. You're not weak. You're not a burden. But we do have to take the best care of you that we can in these circumstances. We're lucky to have found shelter. At least exposure won't get us. It's antiquated, but we can't ask for better in these circumstances. So, I brought water, and I brought herbs. The best I can do. We'd have to boil the water before we can drink it anyway. God knows what's in it, and it's probably not going to taste very good, so I'd suggest pinching your nose before you drink anything. I'd kiss you to reassure you, but we don't know how contagious it is. And without knowing how deadly it is, it's a risk I can't take. But it's going to be okay. Give me your hand. It's going to be okay. I swear. We're going to get out of this. We're going to find the others. We're going to get off this godforsaken island. Even if not, you're going to get better. I'm going to make sure of it. I don't care how deep into crackpot medicine I have to go to make you better. I'll do it. I'm going to take care of you. You're too precious to lose. I love you. Now, what I read was old, but it was a good, reliable source of information. It was a textbook that I used for a couple semesters, actually. It was so dense with important information that it wasn't even just one class. I got everything I could find. It's probably not everything I need, and my memory isn't perfect. I'm sure you know that better than most. But we'll start somewhere. All right, well, thank God I had this filthy habit, even though I had to quit cold turkey. Those were some terrible withdrawals. I thought I would be the one in your circumstance. There we go. At least we have something. That's pretty good, all things considered. Alright. Now we'll put the water there and try to boil it. Other than that, I guess we just wait. I'm sorry that it turned out like this. I didn't want to be stuck here. I guess it's a sort of vacation, sure. I'd like to be stuck together in better circumstances, though. I can't help but feel like I should have done something somehow to keep you from getting sick. I wish I at least knew what it was. Or where our doctor is. I haven't heard anything, no. Just nature. Beautiful. Deadly. Currently the enemy. It's a big island. It's unlikely that we're gonna just run into them. In the next couple hours, I'll probably try to fashion a weapon out of something. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's no food around here.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it, but we're not going to have much of a choice. It's survival. It's gonna be okay. I promise. True. I'll try not to make any more promises, but I'm gonna do my best. I'm gonna be like a fucking caveman out there. I'm gonna have a rock tied to a stick, and I'm gonna try to get some fish or something. I did tell you I wanted to be your man. What could have more testosterone than that, right? We're gonna be okay. And I'll be okay as long as you keep making it. But I need you to make it. Otherwise, all this is pretty pointless. Why not? You know it's true. I don't know how I'd go on. I wouldn't want to. I'd probably just suffer and starve to death in this shitty cabin. Well, what I want for you is to live. Let's not worry about what would happen if you died. Let's focus on the preventative measure rather than the mitigating one. I guess I might as well prepare these. Or as best I can, honestly. I don't know how this shit works, but I guess I'm gonna Ramsay these things. Alright, a little slower. I'm not exactly a trained chef, and also, you know, I'd like to keep my fingers. So, sorry that my chopping skills aren't up to par for you. I'm sure you'd do better. But I'm what you've got. Hey, you chose me too. And I'm gonna do my best for you. All right. Well, it's boiling now, but I don't know what to expect. And I certainly don't know how to make it taste anything but terrible. So you're gonna have to lower your expectations that it tastes like anything but bad quality boiled water and some grass. I think this is our best shot, though. So, here I go, playing alchemist.